I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did give me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
So good to have you with us all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Yeah, the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage, Indian Wells. Yes, we blow into those markets as well. Normally, when I have an author on, I don't get a chance to read the book. This is one of the few instances where I actually wanted to read the book, and I had a chance being on cross-country flights most of the weekend that I got a chance to do that. I'm really glad I did. The book is Killing the Deep State. The author is number one New York Times bestselling author Jerome Corsi, who joins us. Jerome, it's been a while. Thanks so much for joining us.
Kevin, it's great to be back with you. Thank you.
Let me just add, for the thing that surprised me most about this book, because we've talked a lot on this show, and it's all over conservative talk radio about the deep state, the fact that the deep state is not just a Democrat thing. It's not just Obama holdovers. This dates back into other presidencies, including some Republican ones. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. I think it goes all the way back, at least to George H.W. Bush. Because this deep state is a kind of a New World Order crowd. They're beyond borders. They're beyond the United States. They think we're an old-fashioned constitution that needs to be rewritten. These are internationalists, and they are very heavy leftists in their orientation. And you know, one of the reasons I wrote Killing the Deep State, I wanted to show the smoking gun evidence against the FBI in particular. When you read the book, you're going to be stunned. It's clear there was a actual coup d'etat treasonous plan to remove Donald Trump from office that began in the FBI.
Let me ask you, you talk a lot about the secret plan to destroy Trump. How far would the deep state go? We've heard about impeachment. We've heard about Robert Mueller's investigation. Would they go further than that?
I'm afraid they would. I mean, you know, I continue to think back. One of my first eye-openers on the deep state, Jack Kennedy's assassination, I was 17 years old. And, you know, the moment Lee Harvey Oswald was shot, I realized that we are watching a play here being produced by the CIA and the forces deep within the state that were eliminating the patsy. Couldn't talk, no trial. And, you know, since then, as events have unfolded, various repeated incidences, you know, Iran-Contra, Watergate, all these things I think have been showing the American people how the deep state operates on its own agenda. I mean, Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex, which I think has evolved into what we today call the deep state. But, you know, the shocking thing is how this hatred of Donald Trump coalesced these hard leftists. And the Obama administration did include a lot of additions to this deep state that were very much along the hard left agenda. You know, his America First agenda just freaked them out to the point, I believe, starting in the FBI, but then extending to the Department of Justice, the Obama CIA, even the Obama White House, naming people who were in the electronic surveillance records of Donald Trump's campaign and leaking that to the press, the highest levels of government, the Obama administration. These are crimes, and these are crimes committed to deny Donald Trump the rightful to be president when he won the Electoral College vote legitimately. And that these crimes are now have to be considered treason, which, you know, is about as high a crime and misdemeanor as you can get.
Again, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline, Jerome Corsi, the number one New York Times bestselling author. You mentioned, and I know in the book you spend a lot of time on the so-called smoking gun. Is this just the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page text, or does it go beyond that?
Well, I think that's the start of it. When they, you know, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and the FBI in Andrew McCabe's office, who is the now fired in disgrace, but the deputy then of the FBI deputy director, and they're starting to say, well, we've got to use, you know, an insurance policy, and they latch on this Fusion GPS dossier, which even Comey to Congress said was a document the FBI could not validate, could not authenticate, was scurrilous, full of lies. And yet Comey three times put his signature on a application to the FISA court to do electronic surveillance of Donald Trump's campaign using in part that document. Now, one time or another, Comey was lying, and that lying either to Congress or to the court has serious criminal implications to it.
I want to ask you about the way forward, because one of the things you talk about in the book and is that it's essential that that President Trump win against Robert Mueller. How does he do it? Does he testify or does he not testify?
I'd say testifying only in the last resort. I mean, if the alternative is being subpoenaed to the grand jury, then I guess he has to testify. But I think Mueller is out of gas. Mueller, all he can indict is 13 wacky Russians who posted some on social media and are not going to return for trial. They're not going to be extradited. And the Department of Justice says they didn't influence the election. They did not collude with Trump or his campaign. If that's all Mueller's got, I think Trump is at the point of reversing the tables and saying that, you know, Mueller himself has got liabilities in when he repressed the information, covered up the Uranium One Russia bribery scheme when the CFIUS committee, the Committee for Foreign Investments in the United States, was voting to give Russia 100% control of Uranium One. Now, Hillary made $147 million on that deal to the foundation. Mueller's got an $18 million net worth. I wonder how much of that $18 million net worth came from board positions or other payoffs through corporate America that the Clintons arranged to thank Mueller for making sure nobody knew about the Russian bribery scheme until the vote was taken.
I know that one of the things you talk about in the book, Killing the Deep State, is former President Obama's ties to the deep state. Is that something new? For instance, did George W. Bush, after he left office, leaving hand grenades around the West Wing that would at some point blow up? I mean, is this something new to have a former president, a newly minted former president, be a part of this deep state?
I think it is. I mean, former presidents have tended to go more into retirement. But as I make a compelling case that President Obama is still working behind the scenes to oust President Trump, it's like Obama is still the wizard, and he's got a couple of key operatives like Valerie Jarrett, and they're working night and day against President Trump. I mean, they're traveling in foreign countries and saying, don't worry about Trump. He isn't going to be there for long. And, you know, behind the scenes, they're organizing all kinds of leaks of information and the like. You know, I think one of the, when people read Killing the Deep State, they're shocked about the connections between George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. These people all go back a long time. And I think that's what, you know, really makes a difference there. Robert Mueller has been a Clinton fixer for a long time, back to the Mark Rich pardon. And when you look deeply into this, the leftist, the hard left orientation of the deep state today makes them absolutely hate Donald Trump. And that hatred became so irrational that starting within the FBI, they began committing crimes to oust Trump, the first strategy being impeachment. And this is treason. They went mad with their hatred, and they began committing crimes. I don't think we've seen this kind of a scheme to undermine the Constitution since Benedict Arnold of the First Revolution.
The biggest revelation to me, the thing I absolutely had no clue about going into the book, was that of all the players in the deep state, the one that surprised me the most was the one I know least about, and that's the Federal Reserve. How did the Federal Reserve, what role have they been playing in this deep state?
Well, again, the Federal Reserve goes back to the Woodrow Wilson's era, when it was that and the income tax, which are neither part of the Constitution. And what the Federal Reserve has been doing is, Federal Reserve gave Obama zero interest rates so he could finance all of his debt, quantitative easing, with the Federal Reserve buying our Treasury debt. But as soon as Donald Trump comes into office, then the Federal Reserve decides, well, now we're going to start raising interest rates because we gave Obama this big free ride. Well, that means suddenly President Trump has got to pay more interest on the debt that Obama accumulated, and it's going to possibly slow down the economy. Now, remarkably, Donald Trump has taken steps, including the tax cut, which have fended this off, a downturn, because of the actions the Federal Reserve are directly taking to undermine his presidency. But I think over the next few months, we're going to continue to see a roller coaster ride, especially as Donald Trump takes on the mainstream media and the social media, which we now see to be extensions of this deep state. You know, are the Facebook and the like are appearing to be just the keyboard for the NSA and the CIA, and all the data gets sold and ends up in Hillary Clinton's campaigns.
In our final couple of minutes, you talk extensively in the book, Killing the Deep State, about the FBI and the CIA, DOJ, NSA. Talk a little bit about the lamestream media and how they are propagating this whole notion of the deep state and this battle against a sitting president.
Well, one of the good examples is, my book has been banned by all the major networks. I'm not going to get on ABC, NBC, CBS. I'm still fighting with the New York Times to get on the New York Times best-selling list. Should be about number 4, but they won't count the sales. They're doing all kinds of algorithms to discount. They don't want you to read Killing the Deep State. My book is probably going to be one of the most best-selling books to date on the Trump presidency. It was number 1 on Amazon, first day of sales. Yet I'm not even going to get an interview with the New York Times or the Washington Post. The mainstream media does not want you reading Killing the Deep State. It's too eye-opening, and the information in it is too well-documented, and it makes a strong case that President Trump is fighting against a coup d'etat that, if it succeeds, will end up with the deep state undermining the Constitution, basically ready to throw the Constitution away, because if the deep state and the mainstream media allies end up denying Donald Trump the presidency after he won the Electoral College vote, we will have had a coup d'etat, and that will have been the end of the U.S. Constitution.
Jerome, in our final minute, what is it that people can do? I know in your book you talk a lot about how the president has to win this battle with Robert Mueller. What is it that 340 million citizens can do?
Well, increasingly, supporting Donald Trump and being knowledgeable about how the mainstream media is manipulating our minds and manipulating the news, where you begin searching for alternative news. You know, this is where I continue to write for InfoWars. We're one of the most disruptive to the mainstream media news sources that exist. And there are alternative sources of information. Seek them out. You know, open your minds. Realize that, you know, the deep state has produced this image of hating Donald Trump that is all a facade and a lie. And the truth is that the crimes were committed. Read the chapter where Hillary and Podesta reach on the payroll for Putin, millions of dollars. They give you the bank accounts, the offshore accounts, and the oligarchs who were paying Hillary and Podesta, selling U.S. military technology in the reset and for the Uranium One deal. It is eye-opening. So the thing Americans need to do is read Killing the Deep State and wake up, open your eyes, see the reality.
Jerome Corsi joining us, number one New York Times best-selling author. Where can they find the book?
Thank you, Kevin. The book is now available everywhere in bookstores. Although some bookstores, you may have to ask them to get it out of the closet. My name is Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, and you can find it on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BooksAMillion.com.
And by the way, my last question, have you heard from the president on the book?
Indirectly. When we were first starting it, he asked for a signed copy as we got it going. So I'm in the process of getting him a signed copy on his desk.
Oh, that is great. Jerome, it was good to visit with you. You are thought-provoking, if nothing else. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Good luck with the book.
Thanks, Kevin. Great to be with you.
There you have it. Jerome Corsi joining us. He is the he's the number one New York Times best-selling author that the New York Times won't even deal with, believe it or not. That's the way the deep state works. Silence anything that questions the deep state. And this book, and by the way, it's an easy read. I did it on two round-trip flights, 3 hours each. It's really good. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop! Real Mexican food you like!
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day!
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800, 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
How about an Hispanic running with an Irish surname, Beto O'Rourke? Running against Ted Cruz in Texas. He was on CNN. And listen to how he tries to distance himself from both Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Neither of them understand Texas, nor do they understand the U.S.-Mexico border. We do not need walls. Those walls will be built on the private land of our fellow Texans here, on ranches, on farms, on homesteads. We'll have to use eminent domain to build a wall miles into the interior of the United States at a time that we don't need it, where every single expert who's looked at this issue says that it will not do what it is intended to do. Instead, we need to fix our immigration laws and make sure that those laws reflect our values, our interests, and look like Texas, the most diverse state, the defining immigrant experience. That's our opportunity right now going forward. We don't need walls. We don't need to militarize the border. We need to move forward with our basic fundamental strengths and success.
That is the way in states like Texas and Tennessee and Pennsylvania that you have to run. You almost have to run like a Republican. Diss Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. That's the game plan, folks. When you hear Jackie Rosen, when you hear people like Susie Lee, they'll be bashing Chuck Schumer. They'll be bashing Nancy Pelosi. But you know what? They'll vote with them. Yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Coming up, top of the hour, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Always love to see her. Get a chance to visit with her. It was a little bit disturbing. I don't know if you caught Frank Luntz on Fox News. Was on with, who was it, with Howie Kurtz over the weekend. And, in fact, let's go to cut two real quick. Frank Luntz is a pollster We've had him on many times. We've had people from his organization on many times as well. And one of the things that he's finding is that Americans don't trust not just Democrats, not just Republicans, but they don't trust anything. And maybe this is part of what Jerome Corsi was saying. This whole notion that the deep state is out there trying to take down President Trump, but in the process, maybe taking down American culture. Here's what Frank Luntz said over the weekend with Howie Kurtz on Fox News Channel.
Our level of credibility, whether it's politics, economics, sports, entertainment, every institution in America is watching their credibility get shredded. And that's a part of the participation, the reason why so many Americans are so pessimistic about their institutions and about the elites.
So we've got about a minute. What you're saying is that if the president's attacks on the press have contributed to its low standing, and meanwhile all the institutions are not trusted, and he takes a hit as well, it helps him in the narrow sense to attack the mainstream media, but you think it hurts democracy.
It helps him in a primary. It doesn't help in a general election.
He's not expanding his base because his base hates the press, too.
So let's go on record. I think the Republicans are in deep trouble in the House and the Senate as well. If the election were held today, frankly, I think Republicans would lose both. And if Donald Trump wants to keep a Republican Congress, he has to differentiate when he's attacking Congress in general versus the Republicans in Congress. Differentiate when he's attacking the press versus when he feels he's not getting a fair shake.
Okay. So one of the leading Democrats in Congress, a guy by the name of Joe Crowley. No, it's not Chuck Schumer. It's not Nancy Pelosi. He's a congressman from New York, and he is the chairman of the House Democrat Caucus. He was on with Chris Wallace yesterday, and he was asked about this whole notion the Democrats might be poised to take back one or both houses of Congress.
How confident are you that Democrats will win in November and take back control of the House?
We're a long way from November. Let's be clear about that. But I'm confident that the American people want to bring balance back to the United States government. What they see right now is Republicans in charge of the presidency, the Senate, the House, and some would argue the Supreme Court. Every branch of government seems to be controlled in some way or fashion by Republicans.
But forgive me, that was what voters decided.
Well, look, they have an opportunity here to change course and correction. That's the beauty of our democracy. The House of Representatives, every member of the House of Representatives is up for election this year, and a third of the Senate. So the people have the opportunity to bring that balance back. We know that the first midterm election of an incumbent president, on average, sees 40 seats swing in the opposite direction. That's not going to happen on its own. Democrats are not going to win that back but just simply by being against President Trump. We need to be for, and as I mentioned before, our economic policies, our better deal, and his war deal are going to become very clear to the American people.
That's Joe Crowley. Yeah, Joe Crowley, who is the chair of the Democrat caucus in the United States House of Representatives. And he must know where all the bones are buried. We just have to assume that. By the way, the other thing that happened over the weekend, which I was so thankful for, there are some people that I love them being a part of the debate. And they drop in, they drop out from time to time. One of those people is Sarah Palin. I'm disappointed that she's either not running for office or at least not being a part of the debate. Because Sarah Palin, to me, is every person. She's got a family. She's got a husband. He works. She works. And last night she was on Mark Levin, Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox News Channel. And I want you to give a quick listen, because Sarah Palin was like a lot of us that were incensed about the $1.3 trillion omnibus spending bill. And last night she talked about the bill and what made her so mad about the bill.
In the Senate, they're not allowed to offer any amendments. In the House, they're not allowed to offer any amendments. They vote on it literally within hours. Is that the way our democracy is supposed to work?
No, and that's why people are fed up with politicians. They're fed up with government. Yeah, 2,232 pages, 48 hours to vote on a $1.3 trillion spending package that in 6 months they're going to turn around and do the same thing again. It's not like that $1.3 trillion was going to get us through any number of months. So, no, the whole process was so skewed. And if they think that people are going to just let that go and that we're just going to swallow that and say, well, that's just the way it is, well, we're not. That practice that we just saw, we just witnessed how they do things in those proverbial smoke-filled rooms, that's why people are so up in arms when it comes to the direction of our government. And that's why Trump was elected. President Trump is there.
Should he have vetoed it?
He should have. I believe he should have. Of course, I don't know all the details, obviously.
Do you think the Republicans are going to pay a price for it in the midterm election?
They better start articulating answers to the people who will have questions that we're asking right now. I said, why the heck did you guys do that? You didn't have to do that. And for us to have conceded, oh, we had to give up a lot in order to get this or that. No, you know, we didn't get a good deal out of that. If we had to, vote on something, 48, nobody read the thing.
I miss Sarah Palin being a part of our national debate. There is a common man, common woman aspect to the way she talks. She talks the way you and I talk. And I know a lot of people didn't like the caricature. And in fact, while we have a second, let's go to cut 7. Because this was Sarah Palin with Mark Levin last night. And about her running for vice president, and she has no regrets whatsoever.
Are you glad looking back that you were chosen and ran for vice president?
Oh, yeah. I would do it again in a heartbeat. I'd have pushed back harder on some of those who were trying to mold me into something that I was not during the campaign and gotten more truth out there. But heck yeah.
When I think about you and your family, you're very transparent. You say what you think. They say what they think. And yet the abuses that you, your husband, and your children have had to face. I mean, families have to deal with things that happen. You know, everything's not primrose. Were you surprised at how vicious the media were?
I was surprised because they're in Alaska. As I mentioned, my ratings were very high. Things were going well in the court of public opinion even. So I was mostly shocked, Mark, though, that the campaign itself didn't defend against a lot of the lies that were being spewed during the campaign. And then when that narrative was created, they created a caricature of Sarah Palin and the Palin family. Once that bell is rung, it's hard to unring. So that aspect was perplexing and frustrating. But, I've learned a lot in these 10 years, and I don't put up with as much as I had back then. And I don't let things bother me. I obviously didn't let a lot of things bother me then either. Otherwise, I'd be curled up in a fetal position under that table.
I like the way she talks, and I miss her. I wish she would be more a part of the daily, weekly political debate in this country. No, I'd really like that. One of the things we're going to get to in our next segment. As you know, I'm not a big believer in just giving stuff away. But a new study finds that 36% of college students don't have enough to eat. If there are college students coming to the classroom at their local community college or at major university and they're hungry, they're not going to learn as much. Am I right? Are we setting the stage for doing what we do in K through 12 and give out free or subsidized meals. I mean, in the Clark County School District, I want to say it's a majority, but I'll double check this. That a majority of the kids eat free or have subsidized meals. And the belief there is that children, K through 12, learn more on a full stomach than they do on an empty stomach. But is that what we're trying to do now? I'll give you the nuts and bolts of the study. And then we'll see if you think that's the next step. Let's give our college students, let's feed them. Get them to come to, and before they come to class, they get a Snickers bar, or we give them a hot breakfast. Or we give them a gift certificate to Denny's for a grand slam. Is that what college should be reduced to? Feeding the poor? We'll see what you think coming up. You want to join us, by the way, 844, the number 2 Nevada. 844-263-8232. But this is an amazing study. We'll give you the nuts and bolts of it coming up in just a minute. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Adam Laxalt answers few questions and offers no solution.
He's taken money from about every lobbyist and big casino in town. He can't provide the adult leadership Nevadans deserve.
Dan Schwartz has been a CEO, solves problems, and won't take a dime from lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's M-E-O-W-I-J-U-A-N-A.com. Meowawana.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com.
Despite billions spent and a huge tax hike, Nevada schools are last in America. Crowded classrooms, low test scores, and unprepared graduates. A code red emergency that wrecks middle-class families and jobs. As Governor Dan Schwartz will fix it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I love it. The best bump music in all of talk radio. A couple of quick things. In case you missed it over the weekend, Governor Sandoval on Friday became one of the latest leaders to oppose the Trump plan to send National Guard troops to the border. Mary Sarah Kinner said in an email that Sandoval does not believe the mission would be, quote, an appropriate use, unquote, of the Nevada National Guard. That's not surprising. Anybody out there surprised? I didn't think so. Okay, just want to make sure you're aware of that. Now, it should be noted that many, I think, three of the border states have endorsed the plan, and they are border states. Arizona quickly announced. The Democrat governor of the fourth border state, California, has been silent. And by the way, Trump's order invoked a federal law called Title 32, in which governors retain command and control of the guard members from their state. The other statute is Title 10. That's how the president justifies that kind of expenditure. Now, I want to get back to this study, and it was a study that was released over the weekend by Temple University and a group called Wisconsin Hope Lab. And what they did, researchers surveyed 43,000 college students at 26 schools. And found that 36% of students on the U.S. college campuses are considered, quote, food insecure, unquote, meaning they do not get enough to eat. Now, if you want to know, if you're wondering why in our previous segment I used the term community colleges, it's because most of the college students who are, quote, food insecure are going to community colleges. Now, what's the difference between major universities and community colleges? Community colleges, by and large, are commuter colleges. You wake up at home, not in a dorm, and you drive to the campus. You park your car, you go in for 3 hours of classes, you jump in your car, and you head home. Or you head to McDonald's, or you head to some other fast food. But what we're finding, and in this survey, they surveyed 43,000 college students, 66 schools. And nationally, 36% of the students on U.S. college campuses are considered food insecure. 42% of them. 42% of community college students were food insecure. Four-year college campuses, 14%. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that we're going to have to do what we do with K through 12 and subsidize free or partially subsidized meals? We do that. Clark County School District. Somebody call the Clark County School District or one of their board of trustees. Kevin Child, if you're listening, phone in. How many free and subsidized meals do we give away every day? And by the way, we give away backpacks worth of food, all kinds of stuff. Is that something now? Is the case being made now that we need to do that for our community colleges as well? So we need to feed children from, well, preschool all the way through college. Is that what we need to be doing? Please tell me that's not what's being suggested. Now, I imagine the same studies that have shown that kids learn more on a full stomach rather than an empty stomach. I'm assuming they're going to make the case that that's the same thing with college students as well. So college kids can save money for happy hour and for spring break because they know that their college or their university will feed them.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
My name is Scott Hammond. I'm a husband, a dad, and the sponsor of Nevada's ESA program. I'm also a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. My family is just like yours. My wife, Tanya, teaches 5th grade math, and I spent 16 years teaching government to high schoolers. Like you, I'm frustrated by the professional political class in Washington and their inability to pass meaningful reforms. Too often, candidates run for office making promises they can't keep, only to let down their constituents. As a state senator, I've sponsored and passed the most sweeping education reforms in Nevada history, stood up for your Second Amendment rights, and helped create high-quality, high-paying jobs for Southern Nevada. If you believe it's time to change Washington by changing the status quo in Congress, then I would appreciate your vote. Please visit my website at hammondforcongress.us. I look forward to seeing you soon. Paid for and approved by Hammond for Congress.
Coming up, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, will join us on our City National Bank guest hotline. I'll ask her about Syria. What do we do about Syria? The president is now saying within 48 hours he will make a decision on how to handle Syria and the alleged gas attacks. Was it sarin? Was it chlorine? We can't even get independent evaluators to go in there because the Syrians won't let us in. And the president, I thought, said something pretty cool. He said, well, you know, if the Syrians are professing innocence, why won't they let the International Red Cross in to give an honest evaluation of what it is they're dealing with? Makes sense to me. And by the way, is Syria worth going to war for? We'll talk about that coming up in our next hour as well. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company.
hiring, agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.